Hello, 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 everyone. My name is Awilda.
And my name is Sherlyn.
And this is...
Let's Talk.
And Inspire. Oh, yeah. Hello, hello. What's going on, Cello?
Hey, Pookie. Can I just say that...
What do you want to tell me?
Can I just say that it's been such a beautiful couple of days. Like, today's
really?
Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And today was beautiful. Okay. Yesterday was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, I can't remember Monday. Monday was Monday nice out? I don't know.
Okay.
But either way, it just goes to show that Florida has its own mind.
Absolutely. Because it wasn't beautiful by me.
Really?
It has been black of the blacks outside.
Really?
Wind. Like, the rain drops, they, like, hurt. They sound like rocks on the windshield wipers.
Okay. Really? Oh, like hail.
Yeah, but it wasn't even hail. Like, praise the Lord, it's not even hail. But the Orlando side, yeah, we've been getting, like, it's been, like, sunny for, like, an hour, and then it's just, like, you walk into another realm.
Well, so you guys ended up getting, like, tornado warnings and stuff like that, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We have tornado warnings all over.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, nevertheless, we are grateful. And these areas, some need sun, some need these showers. So, you know, bienvenido todo.
Exactly. Welcome.
So we would like to talk about today a really, really... I feel that it's a huge topic and sometimes it just gets avoided, you know? So, Sherlyn is going to start us off with talking about what is void fillers, why they're not good, you know, why maybe they can be good at times, but what is it? Like, what, to someone that doesn't know, what is a void filler?
So, basically, like, a void filler is something or someone who basically takes the space of almost more often than not a wounded area.
Ooh.
Now, sometimes it's done subconsciously, right? Mm-hmm. Like we don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do this because it's where we feel safe.
Okay.
But the truth is that a void filler is almost equivalent to covering a wound. Sometimes it's not good to cover it because the only way that it heals is if you let it breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what a void filler is. Like, some people fill voids in relationships with other people, with vices, right? Like, they become obsessed with a person, place, or a thing, and they occupy that space almost like a numbing cream,
right
of some sort. And I feel like a lot of people do it mostly because they want to avoid being lonely. Others do it because they cave into the pressure that society has placed, right? Like us, for example, right? Like, neither one of us have children.
Right.
Neither one of us have gotten married. And I think that now we are comfortable where we are at in life, but there was a point where it was almost like, damn, like, is there something wrong with me because I'm not those things?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the dangerous part about that is that last week we spoke about conforming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in those spaces that you end up conforming and settling because you have this social pressure to be somebody that someone else you said you should be.
Correct. And that's like really, really, like, honest to God, that is truth. We live in a world where TV, radio shows, like, everything that's written, the internet, everything, social media outlets, everywhere, at some point, sometimes we're being like spoken to, not really spoken to, but it's like we're taught to read between those lines of what we should be or what is perfect. Perfect example that I'm going to say, because I know that you mentioned her last week, but you mentioned Lizzo.
Right.
And it is crazy to me that someone on the Shade Room posted something that Lizzo projected. Like, and she's honestly out here giving life to those women that are chubby, chunky, extra thick, fat, obese, whatever it they want to call it, right? What's not really acceptable in today's society. And Lizzo's out here, like, literally killing the game. Like, she's like, but she's one. You get what I'm saying? And she's one voice. And I feel that she has broken, or she wanted to stand out. Like, she's a mold breaker in that sense. Absolutely. Whereas I would wish that there would be more women, you know, like Lizzo, in shape and sizes and stuff like that, to be able to continue what she's providing to society. Because at the end of the day, if you're not looking like J-Lo or Kim Kardashian, then basically you ain't pretty. You got what I'm saying? But it's hard, because in that right there, I can speak from me and my experience. I've had to fill voids in the fact that I felt that I wasn't beautiful enough because I wasn't looking like J-Lo.
Right.
You know, and it goes to that, there's moments that we can be there, because I feel that having the void fillers and just staying there for a moment to really reflect, I feel that you grow from that. And I feel that you can get this energy and this sort of mindset to say, nah, yo, like, I don't care what society says. I'm not J-Lo, but I'm a Wilda. You feel me? Like, I can get out.
Right. And you know what? I think that the beauty with women like Lizzo and Ashley Graham, which is...
Oh, my God. Ashley Graham, too. I love her.
Beautiful. Like, beautiful.
Amazing.
She, like, women like her, and I'm sure, like, a lot of other women who've paved the way, right? For every... Because, see, this, so we speak about Lizzo, right? But for me, my body type is more like a Jada Pinkett Smith.
Right.
Super tiny. Like, if I'm not mistaken, Jada Pinkett Smith is, I believe, my height. I'm 5 feet. I believe she's 5 feet or 5'1". Mm-hmm. Super thin, no boobs. You know, not a huge butt. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
not curvaceous, just petite and toned. And you know what I mean? Beautiful. And it's like, you know, in middle school, right, when girls were hitting puberty and they had breasts and they had hips and they had, you know, curves, and I didn't have that, it was almost like, instead of me filling voids, I sat in acceptance. And I kid you not, like, I always speak about this, and I think I've probably mentioned it here before, like, I was the perfect target in middle school to get picked on, and I never got picked on. And it wasn't because I wasn't, like, the ideal person to bully and pick on. It was because I had a confidence that convinced others that I was the shit.
Right.
And I had... you know, connected eyebrows. I was super hairy. I was not allowed to shave my legs. I had a gap between my teeth that I could stick my tongue through sideways. I had no boobs. I had no butt. I had no curves. Like, I was, like, literally, like, any mini, just tiny pencil. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I wore my pants super high. And I wrapped my belt around my waist, like, twice. And I was the perfect target, right? But I think that that's the beauty of how not everybody, right? Because we're all still, most of us are still learning something within ourselves, but it's beautiful to see and hear and be able to compare that situation to today, right? Because you see a Lizzo and you see an Ashley Graham, and she's paving the way for so many people. You see a Jada Pinkett Smith. You see, a Kendall Jenner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super thin, no boobs, no curves, no butt. And it's like there's still a beauty in being different, looking different. And I think that that whole, like, ideal woman has been broken. Because there's so many different textures, which is the beautiful thing about the world.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, nah, like, we don't have to be J-Lo. We don't have to be Kim Kardashian. Like, we don't have to be these women. Like, look at Halle Berry. Halle Berry is a petite woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's in that category of, like, stunning women. And she doesn't have huge breasts. She doesn't have a big butt. She doesn't have all these curves. Like, she's a petite woman. And she's beautiful.
Right.
You've got Lizzo, curve, like, you know, verbacious. Like, just beautiful. And exuding and pouring this confidence. You've got Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, Meg Thee Stallion got a huge butt and she's got breasts, but she's not like a Kim Kardashian on where her stomach is on flat, and you can't see no chicho rolls in the back. Like,
right.
And she still wears her clothes.
And not at any point are we saying don't be a J-Lo, don't be a Kim Kardashian, if that's like, because those women are beautiful. You get what I'm saying? Like, and there's a beauty in that too. But I speak on the weight and I speak on the appearance because it is something that's daily, you know, like we need to take a moment to understand that society has to sell something. So they're always going to sell an image. And if we tend to go by society and the brands and the marketing that they're after all the time, we're going to drive ourselves crazy, you know? And that's when I feel that people start filling the voids of I'm too fat, I'm too this, you know, and instead of, you know, I'm not gonna say don't be in that moment of like kind of like a depression, but not really, because we go through these moments for a reason. But what I am gonna say is if it happens, let it go through your body, like let that feeling pour into and pour it out. Like don't sit there and continue to find more voids to fill in your life. You get what I'm saying? Because then I feel like you're not going to get anywhere. You know, you're always going to be depressed. You're always going to think that you're not good enough. You know that it's so harsh. And then like a lot of people I've been next to, you know, in my youth group, in my mentoring with the teens, like I've sat next to them to hear them say, yeah, I'm not going to get that role. I'm not going to be able to become a cheerleader because I'm too fat. Like,
right. And
that's sad, because the molding and whatever that is that you need to be a certain height, a certain weight to be a cheerleader. But when you see the cheer competitions and you see the thick women in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Up in the air and being held by men that you would think can't even hold them. You get what I'm saying? Because of
right.
shape or whatever, you're like, damn, yo. And people, it's an easy way out to just say, I'm not good enough. And if something you learned today from this podcast is you are enough in whatever shape, form, size, whatever it is that you have, you are enough, because you are enough for you. You're not enough. Right. Like, let's not live here to think that we're enough for the world. No, we're enough for ourselves, because that goes to you. Because you were the ugly duckling, so you say, in middle school, you knew that you were enough and you exuded that confidence naturally. And no one can touch you because you knew that you're enough.
It's so funny because, like, and you know, and again, you know, and again, I want this to be said, like, I I exuded confidence back then. I exude confidence today, but there was a time where I filled voids. You know what I mean? Like, I want everybody to understand that, like, filling a void is part of our journey and growth. Mm-hmm. So we are all going to have a season where we are getting to know ourselves, and we are going to be challenged to have to know the difference between settling and filling voids. Like, we're going to have to know the difference between those things as opposed to not. Mm-hmm. So there was a time, right? And maybe we should make this our next topic. Basically, like, every relationship that you go through before you are healed has a title.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and it does, right? For example, I'm going to briefly just mention them, and then maybe we can go in depth another time. But basically, you've got your first introduction to a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Which is usually when you're a teenager, right?
You call it all of that.
Yeah, your puppy love, mm-hmm. right? Where you think you know that you are in love with this person.
oh my God.
And you have no idea what that even means or represents. Mm-hmm. Then you go from there to transition into your toxic phase, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But you're only transitioning from one to the next because you are becoming an adult, and priorities start to change within you, and you start to observe different things. So chances are that a lot of times, not all the time, this is not for everybody, this is not going to be resonate with everyone, but if you're there, you understand, or if you've been there, you understand. Your second relationship a lot of times is the one that you, not that you regret, but that you tell yourself you aren't going to do certain things that you've done in the past. Mm-hmm. But the beauty in that is that you're growing, right? So you tend to fill voids at that point.
Right.
And then, you know, they say that your next relationship is usually your more mature relationship because you've taken from the last two and there's been a healing between the second and the third. This is all assuming that you are in a healthy position.
Yeah, in a healthy state of mind. Absolutely.
Because if you haven't transitioned between, if you haven't transitioned from void filling, toxicity, you know, caving into the society pressure, filling voids, you know, conforming because you don't want to be lonely. If you haven't transitioned from that stage, then you can go through 5, 6, 7, 3, 5, you know, 15 situations, because you're gonna continue to go through this until you understand that the toxicity and the filling of the void is because there are wounds that have not been healed, right? Because this is the thing, sometimes, okay, we have to be the people always like a good story, right? Mm-hmm. People always like a good story. People always are intrigued and drawn into somebody who, you know, tells a good joke or has a good story to tell, right? But the truth is that sometimes we spend so much time listening to other people's story that we neglect the fact that we have our own.
Right.
So you're always seeking and looking to other people to heal what you should be dealing with yourself. You know what I mean? And it's all a learning thing. So I think that that's where the toxicity comes with, like, you know, like settling, or if you have daddy issues, or if you've got abandonment issues, or if you've got codependency issues, you are meeting people who fill those voids. And when they disappoint you, because people will disappoint you because we are human.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Then we get mad. Mm-hmm. And we get angry. Mm-hmm. And we get aggressive, or we get violent, or we get, you know, or we shut down, right? Different emotions, because you are expecting for someone else to understand what you are going through. But where people can relate, no one is going to save you. You have to save yourself.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
that's definitely going to be something that should be a next topic for us, where we get into deep conversation on the way that we move forward when we leave a previous relationship. Like, that is so true, because there's a lot of development and there's a lot of growth within that we tend to like brush off, because we only tend to look at all the bad that happened, and that's why we moved on. You know, we never take what we learned and the seed that was planted there, and how did we grow from it? You know, regardless of whether it was all good or all bad, like, there's always growth in good and bad, you know?
Absolutely. So, so eHarmony, right? Which is ironic, right? Because eHarmony is known for, you know, matching people, you know? Or it's a platform where people can get to know each other, right? And obviously the ultimate goal is for them to match and to get together and to become a couple. People who usually go for eHarmony are looking for a mate, give or take. So eHarmony had this to say about filling the void.
Okay.
And why it is a wrong thing to do when seeking a healthy and happy relationship. So
it says,
if you believe that a loving relationship will ease the emptiness inside you, the harsh reality is that no relationship is ever going to be able to fill you up.
Ooh, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. It continues to say, and if you try, it's almost certain that the man in your life will start to sense this and be turned off and want your relationship to work and will not want your relationship to work or last.
Okay.
Once the easy emotional connection and satisfaction of new love, right, the honeymoon phase, which is what everybody calls it, mm-hmm. wears off, you'll find that you're not filled up after all. And no matter what he does or says, ultimately, it won't be good enough or feel good enough for you. And that's what we have to remember, right? Mm-hmm. Void fillers are temporary.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's like,
they're not to be extended, you know, like, it has an expiration date, you feel me?
Right, like, so that's the danger in filling a void, right? Which is why I say a void can be a person or it can be a thing. So some people fill voids with vices, right? With working out excessively, with drinking excessively, with doing drugs excessively, right? With pornography excessively. Not that you can't do these things in moderation or in a balance, but when you exceed and you need this to feel some sense of satisfaction, you feel it at the moment. But then once you hit that climax or that peak, you no longer feel it and you decline, which is why you have to continue to fill that void.
Preach, sister, preach.
You know what I mean? But the trick, right? The trick and the satisfaction is being able to recognize if you're doing something excessively that isn't helping you grow or stretching you to be a better you, chances are you're covering an underlying hurt or an underlying pain that you continue to push down and numb, as opposed to dealing with it. And it's not going to be easy, right? Because dealing with painful situations are not easy, especially if you're trying to forget or you're trying to move on. But the truth is that you won't be able to get to a healthy space if you aren't honest with yourself and understanding that there's something that you have to work on in order to get to your best self.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are at 25 minutes today for this amazing podcast. So please tell your friends to tell their friends to tell everybody to follow us and share this podcast. It's very important that, you know, even knowing the definition of void fillers and the impact that it has in our lives, and it's important. So it's important to spread this awareness, you know. And we will definitely be back next week. And we hope that you all continue to stay safe, healthy, and we love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.